The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is NASCAR at Texas from a NASCAR Fan's View. There's been a lot of hype this year about the new Gen 6 car and how it was designed for what are called the intermediate tracks. Texas Motor Speedway falls into that discussion, and it is true. The speeds will be higher than they were with the old car. Of course, that has already been proven by the qualifying times. What this fan wonders about is whether or not the racing will be better than in the past, or if it will be like it has been at the 1.5-mile tracks so far this year. It is my opinion that the racing has been the best at the short tracks so far, and followed by the racing at the 2-mile tracks. Of course, it is awfully hard for a short track race to not be interesting, especially when the Cup teams are as competitive as most of them seem to be at this time. This fan has noticed another consistency that has seemed to hold true with the new car, and that is that the racing has been particularly interesting when there have been a number of caution flags causing the pack to be closed up and resulting in double-file restarts. That consistency in itself has made the biggest difference in my opinion of the racing on tracks as to what I might have come away from the race with. This has been an interesting start to the 2013 season, and all things considered, it hasn't really been that bad a start. Taking into consideration the teams have had to deal with a brand new car, no notes that would really transfer from the previous years in the old car, and the fact that everyone started at the same point with the new car, this fan isn't complaining. Well, at least not that much. But I do have to admit, I did expect a little more after all of the hype we heard in the off-season and how great this car was going to be. Admittedly, the increased speed and downforce has been there, but, and this is my opinion, the racing just hasn't been there. There have been a few things to make up for the reduction in racing drama, though. I mean, just look at the emotional conflicts and confrontations we have seen. You know, the ones between Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin, and Tony Stewart. Why, we even hear of how some are expecting how the one between Clint Bowyer and Jeff Gordon could resurface. Now, I'm not saying it won't, but I am saying I'm glad there is more to talk about than just those two. And of course, after Martinsville, we've seen a few more crop up. Some have even talked as though this is a return to the old days, and some have called this the good old days. Look, there are a lot of good things about NASCAR, and that drivers and teams showing their emotion is just one of them. It has been mentioned recently that this is how NASCAR started, and that is at least partially true, but it isn't all the fans come out to see. They want to see door handle to door handle, more than two cars battle to the finish. It's not that they don't want to see the drivers showing their emotions, but it is my opinion fans want to see the emotions along with good, hard, paint-trading racing. Not just taking the opportunity to take each other out, although there are plenty of times that is warranted, but the type of racing where the drivers get out after fighting hard to win a race, congratulate each other on how hard fought the battle was, and how next time I'm taking the win. That's what makes NASCAR or any kind of racing worth watching. It's about bragging rights and car makes along with the drivers and how great they are or aren't in the eyes of the fans. So, what does this fan think the NRA 500 at Texas Motor Speedway will be like this evening? Well, just look who's sitting on the front row. The Busch brothers are sitting 1 and 2 and on different teams. The one, Kyle, beat out the other, Kurt, for the pole, and one of them is going to be trying to beat the other one, along with 41 other drivers, to the checkered flag. I expect the Fords to make a strong showing, but refuse to discount the Chevys and the Toyotas. In fact, I'm not even all that willing to take a guess as to which one of the 43 will end up in victory lane. I do have to mention a few of the more obvious ones, at least in this fan's view. Barring the unforeseen, some names I expect to be in there competing for the win are Jimmy Johnson, Jeff Gordon, Carl Edwards, Greg Biffle, Dale Jr., and Clint Bowyer. I'm even willing to admit this could be a race where Martin Truex Jr. turns his season around and takes a win. That's not to mention others like Marcus Ambrose and Jamie McMurray, or even one of those that are lesser known and talked about. Texas Motor Speedway will be another test of the Gen 6 car and also show us where the teams are with understanding the nuances of it. It is a fast track, and those long green flag runs will be the tell-all to me. If the cars get strung out at those times, I expect it will be just another one of those races. If there are some yellows at strategic times in the race, especially near the end, look out. It just might be one of those unforgettable races. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here, for Just a Fan's View of NASCAR Racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi, everyone. My name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.